With a look at your latest news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Chris Connolly is facing multiple charges related to playing music loud, with the allegations dating back to October 2024. He's denied all the charges and has accused the prosecution of wrongdoing. Representing himself in court, Mr. Connolly is set to stand trial on the 31st of July. The chief magistrate has directed the Crown to disclose any evidence intended for use during the trial to Mr. Connolly by the 8th of May. On that same date, additional charges against Mr. Connolly are expected to be addressed separately. Until then, he remains out on bail as preparations for the legal proceedings continue. In other local news, Cayman's tourism industry continues to thrive, with March figures reflecting year-on-year growth for the third month in a row. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Let's start with cruise figures. January and February both saw growth when compared to 2024 arrivals. And according to OurCayman.ky, the Department of Tourism website, March saw an almost 6% increase this year, with the arrival of more than 138,000 cruise visitors. By the end of March, Cayman has registered 448,000 cruise arrivals, a 12% increase over the first 3 months of last year. Air arrivals also grew in March, up more than 2% to about 58,400. Air arrivals for January through March were just over 144,000. That's a 5.3% increase over the 2024 first quarter total. Most of Cayman's stayover visitors come from the United States, followed by Canada. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. Finally, you're invited to get your performing arts fix at next month's Culturama, hosted by UCCI in partnership with the CNCF.
It took place last year for the first time. It was an amazing experience, and we are back again this year, and it encompasses the performing arts at UCCI. So the dance company, the Steel Pan Band, Pandemics, and the UCCI choir.
Dancer Renita Barnes is hoping the show reaches as many people as possible. UCCI's Dr. Genevieve Philip Durham says the school's performing arts program has been in swing for 15 years, and shows such as these give students an opportunity to present their hard work to the public.
Being able to showcase the performing arts, being able to highlight culture and heritage, because that is much of what will be displayed in the production, drawing on themes of history, identity, culture, and we wanted to be able to share and showcase with the community the role of the performing arts in the higher education space, and that persons can make a career out of the performing arts.
Culturama is May the 17th and 18th at the Harkwell Theatre. Tickets are available now at eventpro.ky. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks.